Welcome to episode 1806 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here to honor yourself as you get ready to give yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. We are exploring the theme of mental clarity, simplicity with your thoughts this whole week. In each episode, you have discovered a meditation technique you can do whether you are seated meditating or whether you are right in the midst of a crazy, busy day. Your meditation technique today will help you to let go of your more egocentric qualities. Those are the qualities that have to do with feeling identified with qualities outside of yourself, such as your material possessions, or maybe the people you spend time with, or your position or title at work, or the kind of car you drive, or the kind of clothes you wear, or how well your children do in the world, at their jobs, in sports, or with their grades. Feeling attached to these different aspects of your life that don't necessarily represent who you are in regard to your values is pretty easy to get caught up in. And in this week of mental clarity, I thought we would do a visualization meditation technique so you could let go of some of these ego attachments, these likes and desires, and focus more on those qualities within you that represent who you truly are. And those are qualities that you have always identified with, such as maybe you are very honest, or maybe you're a hard worker, or you have a lot of integrity. These qualities that make you and the world a better place, and they don't have anything to do with what's going on the outside world. This is you at your inner core. And I want to share with you a reading from the book we're following along with called Tea Life, Tea Mind by Soshitsu Sen the 15th, who is the current grand master of the Urosenke school of the Japanese tea ceremony in Japan. And I was very honored to study the tea ceremony when I lived in Japan for 5 years. It was one of the highlights of my experience there. And I think that it really influenced me in how I share meditation with you. We explore a theme for a full week. And in the Japanese tea ceremony, there's always a scroll hanging in the tea room that sets the tone for the ceremony. Usually there's some poetry on the scroll, sometimes even one word such as humility or purity that will represent the tone for the ceremony. And so I do a theme each week that represents what you'll focus on for the whole week. It sets the tone for the week. This week it's mental clarity, simplicity in your thoughts. And also I share a different meditation technique every single day. On Mondays, there's always an affirmation customized for the week's theme. Tuesday, there's always a breathing technique customized again with the theme of the week. Wednesday, it's a mudra. Thursday, a chakra or visualization focus. Friday, I layer all the techniques together. And Saturday's always a reflection. Sunday's always starting us off in a brand new series with more of a mindset focus in your meditation. So these are very similar to how the Japanese tea ceremony works. There's a lot of different techniques that you layer together. And the focus is for you to be able to share the best of yourself with your guests and to bring out the best in your guests. And that's what meditation does. It helps you to tap into your true inner nature. So keep that in mind as you meditate today. So here is the passage I'll read on page 76 from the Tea Life, Tea Mind book. It's called Insufficiency. It is often said that when the economy prospers, the spirit becomes impoverished. Contemporary society may be very affluent, but this luxurious living seems the basis for many of our mistakes. One important Buddhist sutra says that to escape from the eternal round of passions, desires, and suffering, and realize contentment, one must know one's limits. Only then comes the achievement of spiritual and material wealth, happiness, and satisfaction. On the other hand, those who do not know contentment, even though they should find themselves in heaven, will still continue to look for something better, envying the possessions and happiness of others. No matter how wealthy the discontented become, they will remain poor at heart. So I thought this sets the tone for your meditation technique today, where you begin to let go of those ego attachments that are mentioned when Soshitsu Sen says how in an important Buddhist sutra that to escape from the eternal round of passions, desires, and suffering, that's your ego. And realize contentment, one must know one's limits. And that's what simplicity is all about. So when you let go of your ego attachments and begin to identify more with simplicity, refining your inner life, your emotions, as well as your outer life, how you project yourself, I think Sen Soshitsu would agree that it's fine to have quality possessions and people and jobs within your life, as long as you aren't so attached to this more outward exterior part of you. I want to share with you a step you can take to do this. So when you become focused on the outward exterior parts of you, which also represent who you are, but if you notice yourself becoming a little too attached, even rigid, in the kind of car you drive or what you're wearing or what people think of you as far as your status, you could sit down and write out what is really important to you. You could provide this written evaluation of simplifying what you want your life to be like, what's really important. And periodically look at that, maybe each week when you do your weekly reflection, which we do here on the podcast every Saturday together. It's the final episode of each series. We go back and reflect over your week. You might also, if you notice that you're really struggling with this, give yourself a reminder. You could do a silent vibration on your cell phone, set the alarm with just the vibration on it, or even the regular alarm a few times a day, maybe in the morning when you wake up, in the evening when you go to bed, and maybe midday, and read over your mission statement for your life, for simplicity and clarity in your life, to keep yourself more grounded. So this is something you can do to incorporate into your life this mental clarity and focus. So I'll guide you through this process. As you meditate today, you can find, as always, the full guided half-hour meditations with 2 weeks free access to over 1,800 guided meditations on the Sip and Om Meditation app. Again, you can try it for 2 weeks free. You get journals and guides that go along with each week's theme. So as you settle yourself down, begin to relax your mind and body, keeping your eyes gently elevated at the point between your eyebrows. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. And as you begin to relax your body, you'll feel your thoughts begin to settle down. If you find that you can't stop the mind chatter, know this is so normal. Simply begin to notice your breath. Pay attention to how you inhale and exhale through your nose. And when you begin to feel your mind relax, then begin to go back into your meditation, a state of stillness. As you meditate today, focus on your qualities that help you to feel more of who you are. Simplify the essence of who you are by reflecting on these qualities. Select 3 qualities and reflect on these qualities and how they're showing up in your life, and maybe they're not showing up. So reflect on how you could bring out these qualities in your life. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.